This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Volume 4, His Sayings. Saying number 7, The Phonograph. Uncle Remus, asked a tall, awkward-looking Negro, who was one of a crowd surrounding the old man, what's dish year what they calls the phonograph? Dish year instrument what can holler round like little chillin' in the backyard? I ain't seen 'em, said Uncle Remus, feeling in his pocket for a fresh chew of tobacco. I ain't seen 'em, but I hear talk of 'em. Miss Sally was a-readin' in the papers last Tuesday, and she say that it's a mighty big... what you may call him. A mighty big witch? Asked one of the crowd. A mighty big what's-his-name? Answered Uncle Remus cautiously. I wasn't up there close to where Miss Sally was a-readin', but I kind of gathered in that it was one of these here what's-his-names what you hollers into one ear, and it comes out the other. It's mighty funny unto me how these folks can go and prognosticate their echoes into one of these here iron boxes, and there it'll stay until the man comes along and turns the handle and lets the fuss come piling out. By and by, they'll get to making sure enough folks, and then there'll be a racket round here. They tells me that it goes off like one of these here torpedoes. You hear that, don't you? Said one or two of the younger Negroes. That's what they tells me, continued Uncle Remus. That's what they says. It's one of these here kind of what's-his-means what sasses back when you hollers at it. What they fix 'em for, Dan? Asked one of the practical Negroes. That's what I want to know, said Uncle Remus contemplatively. But that's what Miss Sally was a-readin' in the paper. All you gotta do is holler at the box, and there's your remarks. They goes in, and there they are tooken, and there they hangs on till you shakes the box, and then they drops out just as fresh as these here fishes what you get from Savannah, and you ain't got time for to look at their gills neither. End of the saying. Saying number 8, Race Improvement. There's a kind of limberness about niggers these days that's mighty curious, remarked Uncle Remus yesterday, as he deposited a pitcher of fresh water upon the exchange table. I notices it in the alleyways and on the street corners. They are racking up, mon, these here colored folks is. What are you trying to give us now? Inquired one of the young men in a bilious tone. The old man's mind is wandering, said the society editor, smoothing the wrinkles out of his lavender kids. Uncle Remus laughed. I expect I is a-gettin' more frailer than I was fore the farming days was over, but I sees with my eyes and I ears with my ear, same as any of these here young bucks what's go gallopin' around huntin' up devilment. And when I sees the limberness of these here colored people, and when I sees how they are dancing up, then I get sort of hopeful. They are kind of catching up with me. How is that? Oh, they are moving, responded Uncle Remus. They are sort of coming round. They are getting so they believe that they ain't no better than the white folks. When freedom come out, the niggers sort of get their humps up, and they stayed that way, till by and by they begun for to get hungry. And then they began for to drop into line right smartually. And now, continued the old man emphatically, they are just as palaverous as they was before the war. They are getting on solid ground, man. You think they're improving, then? You are chawing government now, boss. You slapped the law onto a nigger a time or two, and learned him that he's got for to look after his own rations and keep out of other folks' chicken coops, and sort of coax him into the idea that he's got to feed his own chillens, and I'd be blessed if you ain't got him on rising ground. And, more than that, when he gets hold of the fact that a nigger can have yaller fever same as white folks, you done got him on the Mona's bench. And then if you come down strong on the point that he ought to stand fast by the folks what help him when he was in trouble, the job's done. When you does that, if you ain't got your hands on a new-made nigger, then my name ain't Remus. And if that name's been changed, I ain't seen her advertised. And the same. Saying number 9, in the role of a Tartar. A Charleston Negro who was in Atlanta on the 4th of July made a mistake. He saw Uncle Remus edging his way through the crowd and thought he knew him. "Howdy, Daddy Ben," the stranger exclaimed. "I think I never see you no more. Where you going? He hot for true, ain't he?" "Daddy, which?" asked Uncle Remus, straightening himself up with dignity. "Which? I know you in Charleston, and didn't see any. I spec I done grow away from remembrance." "You know me in Charleston, and then in Savannah? He been long time, ain't he, Daddy Ben?" "That's what a pestering of me. How much you reckon you knowed me?" "He good while past, but I were picking any. He's long time ago. Where you going, Daddy Ben?" "What does you season your recollection with for to make it hold on so?" inquired the old man. "I don't know. He's stick hisself. I see you coming along, and I say, 'Hey, there, Daddy Ben. I think I see you no more, but I shake you by the hand. Where you going? There no place where we can get wine?'" Uncle Remus stared at the strange darky curiously for a moment, and then he seized him by the arm. "Come here, son, where there ain't no folks, and let me drop some Georgia ointment in dem years of yourn. You're mighty fur ways from home, and you want to be a-looking out for yourself. First and foremost, you are thumping the wrong watermelon. You are whistling up the wrong tube. I ain't tromped round the country much. I ain't been to Charleston, and neither is I took in Savannah. But you couldn't rig up no game on me that I wouldn't tumble on to it the minute I laid my eyeballs on you. When it come to that, I'm old man Tumbler from Tumblersville. I is that. It takes one of these here full-blooded white men for to trap my judgment. But when a nigger comes a-jabberin' round like he got a mouthful of rice straw, he ain't got no more chance alongside of me than a sick sparrow with a squint owl. You gotta travel with a circus before you gets away with me. You better go long. Get your carpet sack and skip this town. You are the freshest nigger what I seen yet." The Charleston Negro passed on just as a policeman came up. "Boss, you see that smart aleck?" "Yes, what's the matter with him?" "He's one of these here excursion niggers from Charleston. I seed you a standing over agin the corner yonder. And if that nigger had drawed his monte cards on me, I was a-gwine to holler for you. Would you a-come, boss?"
"Why, certainly, Uncle Remus."
"That's what I allowed. Little more'n he'd been aboard the wrong wagon. That's what he'd been."
End of saying.